Lesson 13, Developing Leaders. Learning to Lead Leaders. Many leaders have an influence based on their personal charisma, not reaching far beyond their presence. They personally direct everything that happens in the organization. They do not develop a structure of leadership and seem unable to set up leaders who support a shared vision. Sometimes they seem like strong leaders because they have such control over their organization, but their organization cannot grow beyond a certain point. An organization does not improve unless its leaders improve. An organization reaches its limits when the leaders reach their limits. The organization cannot extend its limits until the leaders find ways to develop themselves. A young leader gained power over a nation. He wanted to hold absolute power and make sure that nobody competed with him. To learn how to do this, he went to visit an old leader who had been dictator over a nation for a long time. He asked, "How do you make sure nobody else will ever take your power?" They were walking together through a field where some weeds were growing. The old dictator had a cane, and as they walked through the weeds, the dictator knocked down the tallest ones. After watching for a few minutes, the young leader said, "I understand." Some leaders do not want helpers who have ideas and leadership ability. They only want people who follow their directions. Self-serving leaders who are addicted to power, recognition, and are afraid of loss of position are not likely to spend any time or effort in training their replacements. These leaders create an environment where new leaders do not develop. There is only one leader and his helpers. The organization does not develop departments and programs that would require additional leaders. Young people with strong leadership abilities usually leave the organization to find a place with opportunities. New leaders are needed for two purposes. One, to prepare for future leadership positions, and two, to expand the organization. Herod the Great was the ruler over Judea, appointed by the Romans. He was not a Jew, and most of the people of the country did not want him to be the ruler. He was always suspicious that people were trying to remove him from being king. He killed some of his wives and sons because he suspected them. He did not train anyone to take his place. After he died, his son became king but could not do the job well and was removed by the Romans. The Romans put a governor over Judea, and Judea never had another king. Short-term success without a successor is long-term failure. If an organization does not continue to do well after a leadership is finished, he did not completely fulfill his responsibility. A person is prepared for a top leadership position, not only by helping the top leader, but by serving as a leader. The top leader must be willing to have developing leaders in the organization, leaders who have ideas, take action, and make decisions. New leaders must be developed also for the growth of the organization. An organization cannot develop new programs or expand without additional leaders. It is important to have opportunities for potential leaders. If an organization has only certain leadership positions and cannot add more, it cannot expand and cannot keep potential leaders. For example, a healthy church has people who are getting increasingly involved and want to start new ministries. If they are not given the opportunity to lead, the church will not grow as it should. Failure to develop more leaders will cause all decisions to come to the top leader. Because the leader has limitations, people are waiting for him most of the time. Moses was in a new position after he led the people of Israel out of Egypt. The people came to him to resolve every conflict between them. There were many conflicts because there were so many people in a new place with no established laws or examples to follow. Jethro visited Moses and saw that he was spending every day resolving the conflicts of the people. Jethro advised him to set up judges at different levels to decide most of the cases. This action established leaders with real authority. A leader who focuses on attracting followers usually lacks leadership help. An organization can add followers or it can multiply followers by attracting and developing leaders. Development of leaders is not the responsibility of the top leader alone. Every leader in the organization at every level should help to develop the people around him by mentoring and sharing responsibility. Recognizing potential leaders. Selection of potential leaders is the most important decision the leader makes. The selection process should be careful and detailed. Some characteristics to look for in potential leaders include wisdom, optimism, willingness to take responsibility, courage, creativity, flexibility, and selflessness. According to John Maxwell, potential leaders tend to have certain characteristics. They are catalysts, influencers, relationship builders, gatherers, value adders, opportunists, and finishers. Don't just look for a person who does not have serious weaknesses. Look for a person who has special strengths. Recruit people who are already motivated. Don't assume that you can find a way to change an unmotivated person. Recruit more for character than for skill. Skill can be developed. You don't know if their character can be developed. Character development is a focus of ministry, but don't put a person into a position before he has the right character. The leader should exemplify the values of the organization and look for potential leaders who share these values. Attracting potential leaders. Leaders tend to attract leaders like themselves, but a secure leader can attract leaders with complementary abilities. Many leaders complain that they need help, but they do not have an attractive operation and vision and have no plan for using help. The quality of the leader and the operation determines the quality of the people he attracts. The competence and success of a leader attracts other leaders who have abilities to add. Leaders follow a leader who they think will get them where they want to be. Potential leaders are attracted by a large vision and large goals. Potential leaders are attracted by the opportunity to be trained. Directions for developing leaders. Consider the direction of your organization. What are the important needs of the organization? Start developing leaders to meet those needs. What potential areas of growth does your organization have? Start developing leaders to lead that growth. Make development of leaders a high priority. People are the most valuable asset of an organization. An organization may have buildings and other assets, yet be weak because it has no committed people with leadership ability. Create an environment for leaders to grow. Give people the freedom to take initiative and make decisions. People will be creative if they have freedom. People who are not empowered either give up their goals or go elsewhere. Clearly defined roles, a description of success, and sufficient resources are necessary for empowerment. New programs, projects, departments, and organizations are environments where new leaders can develop. Sometimes an organization should start something new in order to give opportunity to a potential leader. Help the people you lead go beyond position. A person in a position may assume that he is allowed to meet only specific responsibilities and that his influence is limited. A person can lead beyond his position by exceeding expectations in set responsibilities, observing and meeting needs beyond what is required of him, building relationships with others by encouragement and help, understanding and helping with the concerns of those above him. It is not only the top leader who should train leaders. Every leader in the organization should take responsibility to develop leaders. Plan growth opportunities for potential leaders. Training sessions, opportunities to observe the work of successful leaders, and even conversations with leaders are growth opportunities. Don't assume that you can do all the training yourself. Bring in trainers with expertise that you don't have. A bad example. Diotrephes was a leader in a local church. He wanted to be the only leader to his people. He did not want the apostles to be respected more than he was. 3 John 1:9. He told his people not to accept messengers from the apostles and expelled some from the church. A proud, insecure leader fears for his people to be influenced by anyone else. He deprives them from teachings and influences that would benefit them. Ultimately, he may also rebel against God by rejecting the human authority that God has ordained. The benefit of training opportunities. For a new leader with zeal, a training opportunity is a reward and privilege. Some potential leaders can even be recruited by the offer of high-quality training. Growth experiences are most valuable if their leader participates with them and guides them in application of what they learn. The most common objection a potential leader makes when you try to recruit him for a new responsibility is, "I don't know how to do that," or "I don't know if I can do that." A potential leader is motivated by the offer of training. John Maxwell gave these steps for getting a new leader started. Find evidence that they want to grow. Identify their strengths. Increase their confidence. Give them a place to practice. Coach them to improvement. And keep increasing their responsibilities. Focus on those with the most potential. Jesus did not give equal time to all of his disciples. We are not saying that some people have more inherent value than others. Every person is in the image of God and therefore has infinite value. However, for leadership training, not every person has equal potential. If we train the ones with the most potential, we will bless more people than if we distribute our time among many people while neglecting those who could be trained. We will not train anyone effectively without focusing on selected ones. Remember the Pareto principle from the lesson about priorities. 20% of your people will accomplish 80% of the results. Focus your training on this 20%. Some leaders feel fulfilled by adding dependent followers. It is better to get fulfillment from mentoring success, similar to parenting. Leaders who gather followers instead of leaders focus on people's weaknesses instead of strengths. They expect little commitment from people. They spend time with the bottom 20% instead of the top 20%. John Maxwell gives this advice: don't send your ducks to Eagle School. In the context of this topic, what do you think he meant? Help people become finishers. You can help a person learn to finish projects if you show them the big picture, give them accountability, help them schedule their time, provide a work partner, and reward only finished work. Give people the best chance for success, but don't do it for them. There are some common mistakes to avoid with people who are not achieving. Don't fail to provide them an environment where they can succeed. Don't do for them what they could be doing for themselves. Don't keep giving them opportunities after you already know that they will not do what they should. Help them set specific goals. Responsibility for a general area without specific goals tends to paralyze action. A person without specific goals will simply try to manage things and avoid problems. A job description should have 4 to 6 specific functions, not a long list. help them commit to the big goal. Big goals attract big efforts and commitments. A big goal led by a capable leader will attract other leaders. Sometimes a potential leader does not know his potential. Gideon lived at a time when Israel was raided by enemies. The Midianites came in every year at harvest time and took the harvest. Gideon was harvesting grain and preparing to hide it before the Midianites came. He did not have a plan to solve the problem and did not expect to be a leader. He was simply trying to survive. An angel appeared to Gideon and said, "Greetings, great soldier." Judges 6:12. Gideon must have been confused by this greeting. When he heard that he was to lead the people to victory, he thought he was unqualified. His family was not important in the tribe, and he was not even a leader in his family. The call of God often comes to people who do not expect it. Sometimes leadership ability does not appear until we accept the call of God. God gives the abilities that we need to fulfill his call. Mentoring. Mentoring is a form of training. Some characteristics of mentoring are as follows. A person with experience and knowledge trains another person. Usually, the trainer is older than the student, but not necessarily. The mentor gives personal time and attention to the student rather than giving instruction only to a group. There is a relationship between the mentor and student beyond professional obligation. The student respects the mentor and wants to follow his example, and the mentor personally desires the student to succeed. The relationship can become a deep friendship that lasts for life. The student may always feel that much of his success is because of the relationship with the mentor. The student learns not only a skill, but the attitudes and priorities of the mentor. He learns a standard of quality. He learns how the work relates to other aspects of his life. During the period of training, the mentor and student do not just study the work, but actually do the work together. At first, the student may only observe the mentor. Gradually, the student takes more responsibilities. The time will come when the student does the work while the mentor observes. The mentor does not simply follow a prepared course of instruction, but adapts his teaching to the needs of the student. As the student learns and takes more responsibilities, the mentor gives evaluation and direction for improvement. It is important for the mentor to criticize in a helpful way, always showing that he has confidence in the student's ability to learn and perform well. It is important for the student to be humble enough to listen, not thinking that he knows enough and doesn't need to hear any more. Mentoring requires a period of time. The length of time depends on the amount of knowledge to learn and apply, the variety of situations the student must prepare to face, and the amount of character formation that should occur. For an important position, mentoring may take years. It is possible for a person to be mentored by several people, learning different skills from each. In that case, the student will be shaped by the attitudes and lifestyles of several people instead of one. The student will have to find his own way to balance the aspects of his life and work. Mentoring is similar to the discipleship practiced by Jesus and other Jewish rabbis. To be the disciple of a rabbi meant that the student learned not only knowledge, but the character and lifestyle of his teacher. The Apostle Paul used a form of mentoring when he recruited young men to travel with him in ministry before appointing them to a position. Because of this mentoring relationship, Paul referred to Timothy as his son. Some form of mentoring is important for a developing leader. He may learn much by personal study, observation of others, and from teachers. However, personal mentoring uniquely prepares a developing leader to succeed. Questions for continuous development of leaders. A leader should use these questions to help the leaders that he directs. They can be used together in one meeting, or selected ones can be used in conversations at various times. They should not be used only once, but occasionally and regularly. What are the values of our organization? How are you serving your people? What are their needs? What are your plans to help them? Who is on the team that you lead? Are hearts and brains engaged? What is your 5-year plan? Does your team know it? What characteristics do you look for when you select a person for development or to be added to the team? What are your goals for blank, a person or program? What are you measuring? Is that the most important? How can you measure the most important things? What can you do to improve the thing? What can you do to improve the thing that you are measuring? What are you doing to develop yourself, to develop blank, a person or program? How do you want the future to be different from today? Do your people want the same? Have you explained why they should? Do they know they can make it happen, how to engage? Are you too busy? Who can help you? What can you delegate? Tell me what blank, a person, does for blank, the organization or program. A spectator went to a sports competition and came home with a picture of the athletes. He had a souvenir. An athlete went to a sports competition and won. He came home with a trophy. An old man went to a sports competition and watched players that he had trained to win. He had a legacy. This concludes Lesson 13, Developing Leaders.